أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've been looking at the first section of his life, which is birth to 40, which we've categorized as learning when we relate it to ourselves, but we started off at looking at the significant incidents in his life. Another significant event happens when the Prophet is 35, Mecca is hit by a flood, and the Kaaba is badly damaged. Now, on reconstruction, dispute arises as to which family should have the honor to place the black stone. And the dispute becomes very serious, and it's suggested that the first person to enter the precincts of the Kaaba should resolve the dispute or place the black stone in its place. And lo behold, the first person to walk in was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what he does is he divides the tribes into four groups. He puts his cloak on the ground, places the black stone in the middle, and asks each group to select a person to hold one corner of the cloak. And then it is raised, and he guided the stone to its place. The resolution, the way he managed the conflict, his conflict management excellent skills were praised and acknowledged by the elders of Makkah. Soon we find that he has received this title of As-Sadiq and Al-Amin. They find him strange because he does not participate in the way their ceremonies go. He does not participate in their idol worshipping, but he is of awesome character. But the injustices and idolatry of the Meccans disturbs him a lot. He began making long retreats to the mountain cave of Hira, 3 miles north of Mecca, on the mountain of light, or Jabal al-Nur. And he goes there to meditate. Now this cave, for any of you who've been there, you know, it's about 13 feet in length, about 5.5 feet in height. And I remember when we went to Mecca and had the opportunity to go there, and I tried to climb it up to the cave. It's with my good trainers. It's quite a big climb, but the cave is awesome. The sense of peace in that cave is amazing. While sitting there one day on one of these retreats, he's visited by the angel Jibreel, who instructs him to recite the first revelations of the Qur'an. These are the first 5 verses of Suratul Alaq, the surah of the clot, as it's called, surah number 96. And this is how the surah goes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Recite, read, and iqra means read, memorize, understand, apply and teach. Iqra, read in the name of your Rabb, in the name of your Rabb who created, your nourisher, your cherisher, your creator. Khalaqa al-insana min alaq, he created the human being from a clot. Iqra, read, recite. Wa rabbuka al-akram, and your Rabb is most honorable. Alladhi 'allama bil kalam, who taught how to write with the pen. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ, taught the human being what he does not know. And these verses are the most powerful verses that we have. Can you imagine? The beginning of the Qur'an starts with read, educate yourself. The experience shook the Prophet to the core, and he went home to Khadija feeling feverish and asking to be covered. When he narrated what had happened, she accepted his prophethood immediately. And thereafter, it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who accepts him. He was only 10 years old. And then we have after him his adopted son Zayd who accepted Islam. And after that, it was Abu Bakr ibn Kahafa who accepted Islam. Now this is the, if I can say, a landmark. The age of 40, and we call it Ba'that. Ba'that means to raise. And this Ba'that marks a place in history where the advent of Islam now begins.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who do the ittiba', who follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.